Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What is Bilibius?
Put moron number two on the phone.
That start might make it into the start.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, nice show coming your way at Tuesday, Bill. I like the look of this one. It's got a nice feel about it to me.
Yes.
Next we have Andy Lee, radio royalty. He's got his head around how to do this sort of business.
Goes all right on the TV,
and
too.
And some nice TV work, too, with True Story, which is coming up tonight.
Yes,
Jim. So we're looking forward to Andy coming in. And Nick Riewoldt, five-time prelim finalist.
Ooh, nice.
Five. So it's pretty good going when you think about it.
Five. How many do you win?
Well, had to have won at least two.
Yeah.
Because of three grand finals. So nice. We enjoy Rui coming in when he does, of course. We also head to Mount Buller.
Why?
Because the snow's electric.
Yes.
But no one's there. Because Melbourne have gone this deep into September for the first time in 100 years.
No one there.
The snow fields are empty, Bill. We need to get to the bottom of what's going on.
I need to know what runs are going to, Jim.
That's it, Bill. Yeah. And I see a little bit of topics, too.
And how many lifts are turning.
Is that what you need to find out?
Yes, Jim.
Topics Brownless.
Topics.
Somehow after, I tore it to shreds yesterday and it's been taken off me, which is quite amazing. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day to you, Rabs.
Don't speak to me like that.
Well, then I won't talk to you.
Oh no.
Get out of the box.
No. Will do.
I will not work with someone like that. Get out of the box right now. Go on, Nick off. Good. Just throwing a whole tray of food on me.
A whole tray.
Nick off. I'm not working with those.
Shut up.
Get out.
That was Ricegate, wasn't it?
Yeah, the chief just giving Stevie Quartermain a ricing.
Okay.
He just landed a lot of rice on his head.
Now, that was fair dinkum.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it's ha-ha.
No, that's it.
Set up, Jim, but that was fair dinkum.
No.
Neil Balm's fair dinkum. Let me tell you, he said Dusty will play, but what's going on with Dusty?
I don't know.
David King and these boys, even Damo said he got a call over the weekend saying it's a bit more in this one.
Wow.
So maybe Rooboy might be able to help us out there.
Right.
Sam McClure reports that hands in the back rule will be abolished by the AFL Commission.
Interesting to see what that's going to look like. I think there are more pressing ones they need to abolish, like that taken below the knees.
Well, apparently the five areas that the committee want to change next year, Jim, incorrect disposal, deliberate out of bounds, the protected area 50-metre penalty one, which is good, contact below the knees, and contact in ruck contests.
Yes, right.
So that's good.
Well,
I don't mind that.
Let's hope. Well, there was one on the weekend, Rads. You would have been watching it more closely than anyone. I reckon it was Tom Phillips who went to handball the ball and actually missed the ball with his hand. Mm. So it just fell out of the end of his hand.
Oh, Tony Jones.
Like, it was very similar to the Chompers.
Yeah, Chompers.
Now, does that then mean incorrect disposal?
It does.
Because it's a skill error, but you still haven't disposed of the ball correctly.
Well, I think so, Jim. So anyway, we'll look at that. North Adelaide, what about that happening over there? Will play Norwood in the Sandful Grand Final this weekend. They had 19 players on the ground for about 4 minutes against the Woodpeckers.
Yes.
They still called the Woodpeckers Woodville.
Woodville.
They got fined $10,000, North Adelaide.
Which is a lot for a Sandful club.
Bloody oath. And deducted 4 home and away points.
Yes.
So that's 2 games. Because I reckon they're only 2 points a game in the Sandful.
I see. So they're going into
next year.
Oh, wow.
So they start -4.
Jeez. So obviously they've looked into it and decided it was done on purpose.
A QC said, look, and no more comebacks. You can't appeal. This is a decision. So they play North Adelaide and Norwood.
Yep.
Interesting.
And grossly negligent, he said.
Oh, right.
Is that what
they're... Grossly negligent.
Good word, that. Grossly.
It's 2 words.
Yeah, even.
Nathan Jones will get a tattoo of Max Gorn on his bum if the Demons win the premiership.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want that,
you
Jim.
You don't want Big Maxi on your Frank Thring.
Oh, no.
Bill?
The big beard.
Because most young men are clean skins these days. So you don't want a big hairy beard on your bum.
No, you don't want that,
Bill?
Jim. No. I'm with you, James.
Yes.
Darcy Moore's manager, Liam Pickering. Says the talk that there is nothing wrong with Moore is rubbish. He's saying that he was only 80% fit last week.
Yes.
But apparently Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
On Talking Footy said the medical insiders are basically saying they haven't been able to find anything on the scans.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
So, and he's close to re-signing with the Pies. That's what Pickers said. So very interesting there, Jim.
That's interesting, Bill.
It is interesting, Jim. Stephen Mayne's another interesting one, Jim.
I'm not sure if interesting's been used enough in the last 20 seconds.
Where will Stephen Mayne go? Because what they are saying is Collingwood and Hawthorn haven't got the early pick that the Suns require.
Oh, I see.
That's interesting.
Shut up, Raps. I'll punch you in that stupid head of yours. So that'll, again, that'll be, we'll look forward to that. And Ryan Abbott, sign on with the Cats. He knows where his bread's buttered.
Does he?
A Geelong boy from Grovedale.
Does he, Bill?
Out there at Boodoo Reserve.
Right.
And he's come into the Cattery and they're away. So good on you, Ryan.
True story. Hamish and Andy, of course, 8:40 p.m. tonight on the Nine Network. We need to get the great man in and find out what's going on.
Oh, good. We got Hamish.
Finally, Radio Royalty in the studio.
I know. Well, we had both the boys in just at the launch of True Story.
Yeah,
welcome to you, Andy, by the way.
Thank you. Hamish couldn't be here because he's still laughing at your effort when we were last in here, Bill. When we said to Bill, you've never asked a question in your life.
That's
you just say statements and you hope that the guest picks up on it. Yeah. And he couldn't get a question in.
Have you, in
yes
your time,
no?
You've worked with Ham for how long?
Yep.
20 years?
Yeah, thanks for using the term work as well, because it doesn't feel like work, does it?
But
yeah,
it has to be nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him laugh as hard as he did at Bill on that occasion?
And when Hayne gets really excited about something, he rings these other two guys that we hang out with a lot, and as soon as we got out of it, he rang them and said, you've got to have heard Billy just there. You've got to go back.
I think we got it, Rabs. Hit it for us.
We're going to just reduce ourselves now to one-word answers to see if you do have a question. So, yes, Bill, that's the name of the show.
Righto. And you get 8,000 entries.
Yep.
You do not go through them. You get some poor old Nipsies to go through them all.
Yep. Statement.
So, wait for it.
Yep.
So then when you're on the show,
yep,
your reactions are real.
Yes. Statement.
Yes or no?
amazing. The new Letterman.
Hamish started jumping up and down.
He did.
That's as funny as it gets.
He couldn't make it today.
Hey, that I heard you talk. I've been following the Sandfall saga.
Yes.
I love this one.
Mate.
The 19 players on the field.
Yes.
For 4 to 5 minutes.
Yes.
They scored 8 points during that time.
One goal, two. Yep.
They won by 5 points.
Yeah.
How do you get to a point where, okay, we're just going to fine them?
Oh, and clearly, because it's a 10 grand fine in the two games next year, they are of the opinion they did it on purpose.
Yes.
Not a mistake.
And so the rule, I didn't know this rule, but rule in AFL is you get stripped of all your points from the moment you get caught cheating.
Ah.
So, am I right in saying that?
Well, it used to be. I think the rule has changed, but it used to be if you called, so you're the coach of who'd they play?
No, the captain's got to do it.
Woodville, or a captain. Yeah. If you're the captain of Woodville, but a message comes out saying they've got too many on the field, you've got to turn to the central umpire and go, I want a head count. And at that point, the game stops immediately.
Which Sydney did up in Queensland the same weekend.
That's really?
And if and 19
they get a guy,
are on
a
the ground.
A guy with a nightclub clicker to come out and just slowly punch him out.
Andy, if the approved at that point to have 19 on the field, the game's over, basically. Yeah. You go back to 0 points, the other mob of one is how it used to be.
Yeah. So
but I think it's changed because of the Sydney Swans, North Melbourne debacle 10 years ago, whenever it was.
Right.
I think they have changed it slightly.
But they've stayed in. A 10 grand fine is a lot, as you said, for a Sandfall club. But they're there and they play in the grand final this week.
It's almost worth having a crack at it. I mean, if things get tough for either Collingwood, Richmond, or Melbourne, or West Coast this week.
Just throwing extra. Well, it works in the Legends game. By the end of the Legends game, there are 25 blokes on the field.
With still a heap amount of space. You can still kick to space. It's crazy.
You did mention work over there. Your work day. I was thinking of this before. What do you get up and what do, Andy Luke?
This is a man on thin ice, by the way.
What do you do? Because you've got
sometimes I get up. Other days I just lie there.
What time would you get out of bed if you're just lying there?
I had one. Well, I've come off a bit of an ailment. I've come off a bit of a...
an hemorrhoid.
Yes. Well, that was... Well, it turned out to be an abscess, right? And so one day I just... And I had nothing booked. And I thought, this is the most comfortable spot to be.
Yeah.
So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I decided to get out of bed and ran myself a bath and went and sat in there. But the abscess, it felt like it was so buoyant. It felt like I was sitting on some kind of floaty like a two-year-old. Couldn't get to the bottom.
Was that embarrassing and hard to talk about?
Oh, look, there's a time in life, particularly for radio, where people just know a lot about you.
Yeah,
you go into a hospital, and I was years ago, probably 10 years ago now, I ruptured my urethra.
Right. Your what?
I ruptured my urethra, which is, you know, the main pipe that heads down your member.
Yep.
And it, so...
Hang on. How did you do that?
Knackered myself on a bike. And right. Scar tissue built up.
Were you thinking about the cryo base now?
Well, just over, yeah.
So it, scar tissue built up over time.
Yes.
Cut it off, like... Built up and then just cut off the works.
Oh, wow.
Like had a water saving nozzle on it and couldn't actually go to the loo.
On the 8th day.
Yeah, and so suddenly
that would have been painful.
It was very painful and it was during a radio show. So I used to go to the toilet to have a wee just before we started. And you know you got the news and the ads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was sitting there trying to wee, nothing coming out. And Hamish is waiting for me in the studio.
Oh no.
And I hear the ads finish and the news start, and I'm going, God, it's gonna get to sports soon and I'm really in trouble.
Yep.
And I pushed as hard as I could, and blood just went everywhere.
Oh,
and it was, so I just wrapped as much towel around it as possible from the toilet and ran in, and the show started. And I'm like, good afternoon, Hamish Andy with you. Oh. And Haim goes, you're cutting that fine. And I said, mate, you have no idea what's just happened.
Oh, no.
And knowing Haim, straight into it.
Yeah.
I told him in a song.
Yeah.
It became it became national straight after that. And then you've just got to lean into it. People are inquiring about it. So, yeah, happy to have my ailments out there.
No, well, you got to. Yeah. Well, it's part of what we do. I had a similar, I don't know quite what you've just had in detail, but I had a much easier thing to deal with. It was like a skin tag.
Yep.
So I just said to them, I've just got to get it off. Yeah. And it was out of season. Otherwise, we would have just gone into the North Dock and said, mate, can you lance it off the old freckle?
Yeah.
But I couldn't, so I had to go to see a doc somewhere. And I just walked into him and I said, listen, mate, I need this. Get rid of it. Just put a bit of local in and get rid of it, will you? No, I can't do that.
Oh.
No. Why not?
So I had to book in to the first of his operations in theatre in a major hospital in Melbourne.
Just for that?
So I've walked in. Like nurses. Theatre nurses.
Well,
the full schmear.
I had two operations on my knob. Right?
On your knob.
To get it done. To fix up this urethra problem, right?
On your knob.
The situation the day after the second one. Normally, you have one nurse assigned to you for the 8 hours. I reckon I saw 32 rotate through. And we got back to working here. I did it in the holiday break. Got back to working here. And the receptionist goes, oh, how's your stay in the hospital with a big smile? I was like, what? She goes, one of my friends was the nurse.
There we are.
So it was going to be out there anyway.
Andy, you could actually make a true story out of what happened to me, because I walked in, these 15 people in the big sort of surgery.
Mm.
I'm not even anaesthetised or anything.
Yeah.
I've just had to drop my trolley.
Oh, Jim. And that little...
They're all looking at me like, are you here for that? Are you wasting all of our time?
People taking selfies.
You couldn't see it.
Speaking of true story, I know. I had to
Well, true story tonight is more horrific than that.
Right,
it's the most horrific story we've ever heard in the show.
It's a tease, Bill.
A tease.
Yeah.
We do that.
You do that.
On the rush hour.
Andy Lee in the studio.
All right, we're talking true story tonight, 8:40 p.m. Channel 9.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Ep 7 has got plenty to recommend. Tell us what it is.
We've got our most horrific. If the girl wasn't there smiling and telling the story, you'd assume she died.
the fact
that she's there, you're like, oh, okay, she must survive. So that takes the edge off a little bit. But it could be a true horror film, this one. Lisa's her name. She fell in love with this guy early days. Slips over at his house, and she finds herself trapped.
Oh no!
In his house, and he works an early shift. He's away; he's an hour away at work.
Oh no!
And she's a life-threatening situation, trapped in the house. It involves the most expensive prop we've ever had for anything we've ever made.
Jeez.
And I'll give you a perspective. Hamish and I, years ago, got gorilla suits made up, right?
Yep.
And because the gorillas were arriving at Werribee Zoo, and we convinced Werribee Zoo to let us in 2 days before the actual gorillas arrived into the enclosure as gorillas, and so people would come and think they're watching the real gorillas. Those suits were $4,500 each. That's nine. This prop blows that out of the park.
Wow.
And the most money we've spent on special effects for this episode.
That sounds like disturbing.
It is disturbing.
Has it got one of those ones where it's like dark and there's a name for it in horror movies where you turn and suddenly someone's... what's that called?
I suppose it's that reveal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah.
It's suddenly
the
someone
reveal,
there. Yeah, exactly. And you're like, I know they're there.
It has got one of those.
Oh, that really works me over.
Yeah, it's not, we haven't gone quite as severe, because it's not full surprise, but it's got you get the penny drop just before it.
Oh man,
yeah.
That show called The Nun that the famous Australian horror blokes just did recently.
Yes.
That had one of them in it.
Yeah,
a girl, and suddenly behind there's the person that wasn't there before. But Bill,
what's that called?
There is a name for that. I don't know. Someone will tell us. Yeah. Send it in. But Andy, I can't watch that show.
Do you watch thrill? Do you watch horror films?
No,
I'm not a horror person either. Yeah, no, this is a fun version of that.
Right.
So you won't scare people off. But yeah, I find them terrifying, and my girlfriend can't do them either.
Nah.
Yeah, but it's annoying when she sits down to try and watch one of those. There's always that part where the music changes, and you know that the shock is coming.
Yeah.
There's no matter how much preparation you can do, you can't.
It's happened to me in real life a couple of weekends ago, right?
Yep.
My partner, Lisa's a designer. She was up in Sydney doing a house in Bronte, wasn't coming home till the next day, middle of the next day. So I'm at our joint on our own. Kids are all gone. I'm in the house on my own.
Yep.
Stupidly enough, at 10:45 at night, I'm folding washing. I'd done my washing.
Is that a metaphor?
Yes.
Just at home in the bed folding washing.
I'm in the lounge room folding washing, and I didn't realise that she had jumped on a plane because she'd finished early and come home.
Oh.
So the front door's locked.
Lucky.
She's walked around the back of the house, and as I'm folding washing, I've looked up, and there she is staring at me through the glass. Mate, I died. I am sure I actually died. Bill, I absolutely shat myself. Heart stopped beating.
Well, you can tell a lot about a man at that point. What did you do? Was it fight or flight?
I just stood there.
Stunned.
The fact you were naked. And
I absolutely couldn't move. I was just rooted to the spot. So anyone wants to rob my joint,
feel free. I got my joint got robbed once.
Oh.
When I wasn't home. Hamish and I were hosting the Logies.
Yes.
When my place got ransacked.
Oh no.
And so they all just assumed that, well, this live broadcast is going. I want to know whether the robber was sitting at home going, these guys are doing an average job. Oh, they mustn't be at home.
Yeah.
Let's go around there.
Imagine
if it was pre-recorded. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I'm not sure whether I would have done the stun move either. I don't think I had fight in me.
No.
Yeah. Hey, you went to Sydney to watch Winx win her 27th race.
I know. I put money on every horse but Winx.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought I'd just play the field, so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
And
that's the only value.
It was the only value, and I just thought it'd be great to. You don't have to tell everybody how many horses you've been on.
Yeah.
But if a different horse won, and I'll go turn to someone and go, "May I had that one?
Yep.
Yeah, I picked that." That would just be the astonishing thing for the day. Unfortunately, I dropped the truckload.
I've never done Royal Randwick.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's brilliant.
It is brilliant. It reminds me a bit of the SCG, actually. It's got that old class to it, and it is a smaller cousin of Flemington, which makes it more of an intimate thing. But some people might not know this, but they run the opposite direction in Sydney.
Why is that?
Well, opposite to Melbourne. In Sydney, Melbourne runs the opposite.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's like
when
you say to everybody, "Oh gosh, this French person's got a bad accent. We've got no accent here." but I remember the first time I ever went to Randwick. Everyone's cheering, and I got on the barrier, and I'm looking the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell is it coming? And the horses come past me. They've already finished. They come past me the opposite direction.
What happens around the world? Like in England, they come from right to left, don't they? But what about the States and all these other joints?
The States are the same as Sydney.
Right, so we are the odd ones
out. Yeah, really are.
Okay.
Did it confuse? I mean, does anyone know? Does it confuse the horses? Is it like Zoolander, when some can turn left better than turn right?
They get them a run, don't they? They come down from Sydney. If they come down, they give them a run at Flemington, the right way,
or
our way.
the right way.
Our way.
Now, what's going on, please? You've got the end of our sort of footy season, but what does that mean for you boys?
Cricket season.
God, it means trade period for Carlton. So fingers crossed, everybody. That's what it means. All Carlton supporters are sitting there waiting for that.
Can't get rid of too many more at Carlton. Or you can.
We'll watch this space.
You shipped a few off.
But podcast still going for Hamish and I, which has been great fun. And then Ham and I normally spend a bit of time working out what we might do next, and it's a great period. He's on a break.
I better say, I follow him on Instagram.
he's having a wonderful time.
He's not planning anything.
No.
So he's back from New York in a few weeks, and we'll sit down over a few beers and throw different ideas around. Hopefully, the network will let us do one.
Nice.
It's a good life.
And that podcast is Podcast One.
Good.
Well done, Rev.
The synergy there with SCA owned Podcast One.
Nice,
so it's nice. But yeah, it's been a weird little thing. We thought that we wondered whether the people would stop listening to the podcast. We wondered whether having a drive radio show, there's the natural marketing of that show. But thankfully, there's some people out there that still want to listen, and it's growing. Going to stream to stream.
8:40 tonight. Nine Network. Bill.
So
true
humble,
story.
Isn't he? Just a humble.
Yeah, but if you read between the words, there was the thousands, millions listening.
Yeah, a million a week.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why it's going well. Great to see you, mate. Make sure you're watching True Story tonight. Nine Network. 8:40.
Cheers, guys.
Now, Jimmy boy, I know you love your NFL.
Yes,
of course.
I do. Yes.
Don't know if you saw this over the weekend, where a Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Cornerback,
Jim. Vontae Davis. He went in at halftime. He'd had enough, had an ordinary game. It was only his second match of the season for him. And he got up and walked out at halftime. Retired,
Bill,
Jim. Retired.
We did a whole break on this yesterday on our show.
Yesterday?
No, yeah, we did a whole bit on this yesterday.
On Vontae?
We played the audio of his teammate saying it's the first time he could ever remember it happening anywhere on our show yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yep.
Where was I yesterday?
September Brownless.
What are we doing?
Anyway, Vontae Davis he had enough halftime, second game only for the year, and he retired mid-game, Jim.
Thank you,
which
Bill.
I reckon you might have heard about.
Yeah, we did.
So I've been thinking about this, Jim, because you cannot do this. You cannot
can't
get
just
up.
Bloody take off halfway through.
You cannot retire.
Who
You're
would
saying
do
you
that?
Can't?
You just can't split halfway through doing something.
That is weak.
That is pathetic.
That's a fault, a flaw.
Yeah, flaw.
A flaw in your
character. Character flaw.
Character flaw, Fossil.
That's it.
You're saying that, Jim.
Well, you can't be doing that, Bill.
Well, that's interesting. Because I do have some audio of you here, Jim.
What audio?
Round 16, 2016, the Cats v Sydney down at GMHBA Stadium. Have a listen to Jimmy Boy.
Hewitt, Henneberry again, a handball to a player who was in all sorts.
Threw that.
Hewitt went and got it. Gave it to Mills. How's my voice going? Mills high. One on two here, outnumbered.
Have a listen to old frog in his throat.
Actually, my voice stopped working.
So guess what you did?
I had to stop broadcasting.
You actually stopped, Jim.
Well, Bill, it's hard to broadcast if you can't speak.
Well, get through it. Show some balls. Finnick him. You'd actually get through that. We had to get Howie off the bench.
We did.
And put Howie in there.
Well, Bill, I couldn't speak anymore.
Well, that's not good enough. Show something.
Imagine you're calling footy when you can't speak.
You're a bit like Vontae. I turn up some Sunday footy shows, Jim, and I can't speak.
I know. I've watched them. I've hosted them.
Vontae Davis.
So, Bill.
And you, I got the same thing.
This is staggering because this happened on Sunday. Apparently. We reflected it yesterday for a good 4 minutes.
I can't believe
on our
we
show.
Did that. We did not
and
do that.
You've obviously just forgotten that happened, and you've come today.
Who were
with a phone topic around something that we've already done.
Who were our guests yesterday?
Oh, no.
Was it Rabs?
Who'd we Damo.
Have Damo.
Ryan Hoffman?
Yeah, Hoffy.
Oh. The Storm bloke. Anyway, Jim, 1-3-3-5-3 Hence.
What are we doing?
Hence.
What are you going with?
When did you quit? Halfway. Unusual.
No! Bill!
When did you quit?
You cannot operate like this.
When did you quit halfway? Unusual.
Bill, you can't do this.
Like Jim did and like Vontae did over there.
Bill.
For the Buffalo Bulls.
We are... Oh, Buffalo Bulls.
Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Bill.
What's wrong with
him? You cannot do this sort of broadcasting.
When did you quit halfway? Unusual. Oh, might be at work. It might be at sport. Might be doing a radio program when your panel bloke's not up to it. Matter of fact... I've got it now. So when did you quit halfway?
He hasn't missed anyone.
I just cannot believe what I'm hearing. He's forgotten we've already discussed this yesterday.
No, we didn't.
And now 48 hours later, he's dug a phone topic out of it.
24.
1-3-3-5-3 hence.
I don't know what the topic is.
What question are you asking?
I don't know.
When did you quit halfway?
Unusual.
Hey,
like you did in the broadcast. People are rang Jim. They've come through. They understand me.
I don't know how. I don't know how anyone understands you.
It's a pretty simple question.
Rabs, what are we giving away?
We've got a double pass to the Caulfield Cup to give away and Nina Pasadena clothing pack as well.
What the
when
hell?
Did you quit halfway? Unusual.
1-3-3-5-3
And
career worst, Billy.
The corner back, Jim. He retired halfway through the game.
Yep.
What's his name? Vontae.
Vontae Davis, yeah. So this is your topic and your story. And you're asking me what his name is.
Well, you're the NFL bloke, but Buffalo Bill's there, and he said, I've had enough at halftime. He quit, so we're asking.
He retired at halftime in the middle of an NFL game.
We are asking the question, Jim, when did you quit halfway? Unusual.
Righto. Anyone calling, Bill?
Oh, Paul's there from the CBD. Paul?
Hey, Billy, how you going, mate?
When did you quit halftime, mate?
I was having a hit of golf back in the day with the boys.
Yeah.
I was pretty handy hitting off five. Got to about the seventh hole. I was about 20 over the card.
Oh, no.
The boys were laughing at me. I teed one up, sliced it like it was going out of fashion.
Yeah.
I launched that club into the Never Never, picked up the beautiful bag of Wilson staff, yeah, threw them in the water, and marched to the 19th hole.
Oh, no.
You chucked your clubs in the water.
In the water.
Yep. Beautiful set of Wilson staffs, mate. I walked to the 19th hole and just opened the throat.
That's funny. That is funny.
Have you ever done that, playing that badly?
Oh, no. I have had a couple of golf days that have been so long.
Yeah.
The groups in front were plumb bobbing putts and acting as if they were on the PGA Tour. Yep. They were taking so long, Bill, that I just got about the 14th hole and said, I'm off.
I reckon the Foss has. I reckon he might have stormed
if people
off.
Take that long, that's my pet hate of golf. Well done, well Paul. Done. Stay there. Tim in Geelong. Timmy.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What did you do, Timmy?
Oh, it was actually my brother was a few years out of footy, and he's gone back and played reserve grade at North Geelong Footy Club.
Yep.
And first quarter, he copped a bit of a hard tackle and a bump, and that was it. He didn't go back on, and he pulled a pin.
First quarter.
Got Tim a bump. His mate.
Oh, no. You can't abandon ship, Bill.
Well, quarter time.
Absolutely.
North Geelong.
Stay there, Tim. Jack Frankston. Jack.
Jackie.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What happened to you, mate?
I wasn't myself, but I was at work. I used to work at a supermarket a few years ago, and the boss on the second day just upped and walked for no immediate reason and left a whole lot of 15-year-olds to run the store.
What happened to
not
him?
Not normally the boss leaving, is it?
Why? What did you do to him?
To this day, we still have no idea what happened.
That's funny.
Jeez.
Love that. Stay there, Jack. Coz, Hillside.
Coz.
How you going, guys?
Good, Coz.
I always argue with my wife about that rubbish furniture you buy in the flat packs.
Yep.
So I've always cursed her. And anyway, she bought two bloody bookshelves to put together.
Yep.
And halfway through, one's collapsed, and I didn't even bother starting the second one, so I pulled the pin halfway through. So that's gone back in the box for a bloody refund. And paid the son-in-law $50 to put the other one together. So.
Oh, mate. Those IKEA flat packs, Jim, they are a nightmare.
They are. There's a mob actually come out and put them together for you for that exact reason.
Because they can cause a divorce.
No doubt. Sam Keelaw. Sammy?
G'day, boys.
When have you quit halfway unusual?
Well, just trying to save a few bucks on painting the house.
Yep.
Making the wife happy.
What happened, Sam?
Okay, this is not for me.
Got a bit hard, Sammy.
Yeah, mate. It's just,
how much of the house did you do? Shut up, Jim.
Mate, you're a shit job. I don't know how people do it for a living, but I can't do it.
I can't understand him, but he's happy.
That's a shit job, he reckons.
Oh, that is the worst job. Painting the house, Jim.
Hey, no doubt.
No good.
Anyone who laughs at their own work, Bill, for me, is right out of the top drawer.
He was good.
Brad Melton. Bradford?
Brad.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, mate.
That's the way. Yeah, look, I somehow got conned into playing mixed basketball.
Ooh.
Now, I take it pretty seriously, but didn't know the rules or anything. And anyway, apparently you're only allowed to score 10 points, and then you're not allowed to shoot anymore. Oh. So I used to score me 10 points after about 5 or 10 minutes in the game and then just go home.
Take off.
Yeah, wasn't hanging around for the rest of it. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't go in the keyway. You couldn't do anything.
Oh, no. 10 points. That is unreal.
Chris, stay there, Brad. Chris, Nary Warren. Hello, Chris.
Hey, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good. Nary Warren, Jim.
Yeah, so my brother actually was helping out my dad. He's a bricklayer. And so, yeah, he got my brother in for a day to help him. And he goes, just going to do some work around over here. And he took his time and thinks, what's he up to? And turns out my brother took a bus home.
Caught a bus. Too hard, the brick lane, Jim. He just caught the bus.
Took the bus home.
Oh, hard funny. Work, that.
Oh, I like it, Bill. Yeah. And not bad topics.
Good.
Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, so.
I just want to see if Sam from Keelaw is still laughing. Yeah. We got in there, Rabsy.
Well, he's our winner.
Yeah, I'm
Sammy.
You, mate.
Well, you're our winner, Sam, because you're so happy.
Oh, thanks, boys. That sounds great.
Have a listen to him.
Sam,
gold.
Sam, you've got a double pass to the Caulfield Cup day, mate. You can grab your tickets, Carlton Drive, front bar, top deck. How good's that?
Whoa. Mate, we'll do a quaddy on the day, boys.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Have a quaddy.
I like that. All right, nominate the two other winners.
Brad from Melton.
Brad from Melton.
He wins a prize.
I like that.
And
who else?
Oh, Paul, who was a very good golfer.
Yeah.
Off five.
Chucked the clubs into the water.
Threw the clubs in the water. That is cracking.
And went to the 19th hole and started tipping in.
Down the throat.
Yeah,
good
I
boy.
Like that. I like that. All right. Well done. Not bad topics.
Yes, I thought so.
September Superstar is an unbelievable thing. Whoever wins this prize next week will go to the red carpet Brownlow with us,
right. Yep.
Which will be extraordinary. They'll then go to the grand final Eve party, hot breakfast, of course, Melbourne Public.
Yep, live bands, Jim.
Oh, yeah. And then they'll go, of course, to Thursday the grand night. Final Eve, or the grand final footy show.
Yep.
And then the grand final Eve lunch at Crown, the who's who.
Yes.
And then the big dance, the grand final for Toyota. And, Bill, this is all happening because I can't be asked.
Jump in for Jim.
I've had to do it that many times, Bill. I'm not doing it anymore.
You've had enough, haven't
so
you?
So these people have written in and they have placed their case to us as to why it should be them. Like Andrew, I'm a young and decent-looking man, but mainly because I've just moved in with the missus and it gives me a chance to get
away.
Yeah.
And Drewy's just moved in with her.
That's it.
Maybe had enough. He wants to get out already.
He wants to get out.
Oh, no.
My dad, Brianna, and my dad would love to go to the grand final. Seen the look on his face when Richmond won last year. Well, they've got to get over the Pies.
They do.
And he would do a great job being a commentator for the game. Well,
what about
we're not
Aaron?
Offering that up.
No. What about Aaron? My girlfriend has always wanted to go to the Brownlow,
yes.
And she's always planned on being with a footballer.
Yes.
Oh, no. So he's going to send her along, which is nice of him. Isn't that? That's a good effort to send her along.
Because I think we read that one out yesterday.
Yeah, I might have done that yesterday, Bill, that one. Yeah.
Well, wasn't here yesterday.
Jared. No, he wasn't.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Jared, cricket lost one quarter, two semis, four grannies.
Oh, no.
Tied one semi, missed two winning grannies. This is Jared.
Yes.
Clearly not a March superstar, must be a September superstar.
That is harsh. Poor old
that. What about Jared. That for a performance in finals for Jared?
One quarter, two semis, four grannies, and then missed winning two grannies.
Unlike me, that's where he's totally different to me.
Boy.
This guy just kept winning.
You didn't
March.
Win any. What have you won?
Two Sheffield Shields.
Two Sheffield Shields,
yeah,
here we go.
The McDonald's Cup.
90 and 46 not out.
And more than that. I would have made more than that. Dominated in finals.
And then did you win that game for Subiaco or whoever you played for?
Well, that was footy. I thought you were just talking cricket.
No, I'm talking grand finals.
And then we needed four off the last two balls against the West Indies, Patrick Patterson.
And you step back onto the square leg umpire's foot.
The second one hit the fence that hard. It's got a hole in it, it's still there at the whacker. Bill.
You're a flog. I'm glad you're not going to this September stuff and I can go with someone.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, by the way.
Oh, real brands.
Real brands, real savings.
Real.
All right, so we'll be announcing this when, Julie? When are we doing this? Tomorrow?
Thursday.
Thursday. There we are. All right. So, Bill, the big events in grand final week,
huge.
Whoever wins will be going to all of them, which is completely nuts.
Mm.
Keep the how do we do it, Rebs?
MMM.com.au. Click on the win page.
Righto.
And tell us why you need to jump in for JB.
Keep your applications coming in. Winner coming Thursday, I should say. Jim. We feel very, very good. We've got a big second hour coming up. We've got Nick Riewoldt not too far away. We're also heading up to Mount Buller. Catch up with our man up there and find out why, when the snow's as good as it is, there are so many chairs empty on the lift.
Well, we know why. Because someone's doing very well back here in Melbourne.
Now, Bill, I read here
what
where Melbourne
read?
Fans will have a live site to attend at Fed Square.
Nice.
And the city of Casey for the big prelim against West Coast in Perth, because lots can't get over there, of course.
Well,
but they want to still get the feel like they're there.
Unless you got $3,000 to fly over there,
what
Jim.
What about the airlines?
So you fly to Singapore.
Yes.
And Perth for cheaper. That is unbelievable.
No,
that's not
is.
Right.
And the Maggies can do the same thing for Friday night, of course, Margaret Court Arena.
Yep.
They can head 5,000 people head in there and see the big screen. I think it's only about $10.
Food and alcohol will be served.
So if you can't actually get inside the Coliseum or you can't get over to Perth, there are sites where you can go and hang out with your mates and watch the footy. Which is good.
Yeah, Jai Bolton, who used to play for the Pies, Jim, has been named the best and fairest for the waffle.
No.
He won his second waffle medal. What's that called?
No. Sandover.
Sandover medal, that's it. Why wouldn't it have it here? He was on the Maggie's list in 2011, and he's won two in a row now. So well done to you, Joy. Joy Bolton.
We've had three or four bits of feedback already drifting through,
Rabs. What are you looking at, Rabs?
To say that this might be Bill's worst performance of the year. Well, maybe not ever, but certainly of 2018.
It's got Sandover written on that bit of paper.
Oh, no. Bill.
It has not, Raps. And what else I got for you, Jimmy boy?
Well, go on.
Alan Richardson on AFL 360 said about Dan Hanbury, of course. Dan's made it pretty clear he'd like to come to us, and we're keen to get him to come to us. So that could happen.
Nice.
And then he was asked about Paddy McCartan, maybe. Yes. He said, no.
Old Floss.
Floss will not be traded. Paddy's very important to what we're doing. Mm. So that's good for Paddy to know. His brother Tom signed a 2-year deal up there in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there for another couple of years.
Nice, Bill. Yeah. So we're up to speed.
Well, that nearly gets you across everything.
Found out who won the medal in the West without even knowing what it's called.
Sandover, dopey. Jack Redpath has retired. He only played 36 games because of sore bad knees.
Yep.
Mm. Mm. Good. He was all right. How'd it go? Yeah, he used to have a big good. Crack,
no
Jackie
doubt
boy.
About that, Bill.
He'll go and play maybe a bit of local footy, just stand in the goal square.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is reminiscent of Bill's performance at the moment.
Handball to Brownless. He's too slow.
Oh. I want to know the commentator.
Ian Robertson?
It might have been Ian Robertson.
Yeah.
Brownless, bend down, son.
Or is Peter Landy or someone? Come on. That was my first game.
All right.
Poor old Anthony Williams.
Anthony Williams just trying to make his way for the Cats.
Guess who we played? Fitzroy?
Yes, and you were in the ruck at some point.
And guess who I played on?
Who?
Paul Ruse.
Did you? Yeah. How'd that go?
Took him to the club.
No, you didn't.
I did, so.
All right. I'll tell you what we're doing is we're heading up to Mount Buller next to find out what the hell is going on. So what we've got is the Melbourne Football Club going deeper into September than they have since the year 2000.
Exactly.
When they played in the granny, of course, mm-hmm. got beaten by Essendon.
18 years.
Hey, Bill, what's happening at the moment is because we're getting some unseasonally cold weather mm-hmm. sliding through.
I see.
My understanding is the snow in places like Mount Buller is just extraordinary.
Powder.
Unbelievable. But hardly anyone up there.
Oh, no.
Well, let's get to a man who knows. This is, of course, our man. Snow reporter, but also a pro tobogganer himself.
Tobogganer.
Davey Clark's on the line. Dave, welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, you can join the Dave Clark Academy of Tobogganing this weekend if you like.
Nice.
Is there many up there?
Not today, actually. It's pretty quiet. It was busy last week, but midweek at the moment is so quiet. You've got the whole mountain to yourself when you get out there. In fact, if you jump on the Buller Facebook page, which just posted a video, there's not a single person on Little Buller Spur, and it's just caked in snow. It's all yours.
How many lifts you got turning today?
We got a few on Windhold today because it's been a bit blustery, but we should have 19 going for you tomorrow.
No,
all areas open, top to bottom. It just doesn't get any better than this in September. So
Dave, we all take the piss out of the Melbourne Footy Club and say that they can't wait for home and away to finish so they can all pack the Range Rover and head to Buller. Is it actually a real thing? Because they've gone this long into September, have you noticed less people there?
No, look, I haven't. I know it's the meme, right? It's the cliche. The Melbourne supporters must be in Melbourne, so Buller's deserted. But I'll tell you what, I think they still probably get up and just watch it on the telly at the pub, unless they're absolute diehards, because it is pretty enticing to be in the snow at the moment. And we'll be skiing to October the 7th, which is just fantastic.
Well, that was my next question because I am very ignorant when it comes to things snow. Well, how long do we normally get up where you are before it's not enough snow to warrant going?
Oh, that's right. I'm ignorant when it comes to football. they haven't at the same time, unfortunately.
Yep.
Look, we have close to 1.5 metres of snow, which is incredible for this time of year. And usually we run till grand final weekend. It's mm-hmm. a good time to finish, you know, with a long weekend. But this year, we'll keep going throughout the school holidays to October 7, and I guarantee you there'll be plenty of snow past then. It just doesn't make it worth our while, though, if no one comes up. Mm. So enjoy it while you can.
There you are, Bill.
Yeah, I know. Plenty of groomers to enjoy first up this morning and get out nice and early.
Listen to you. Of groomers.
What would that mean, Dave?
You're trying to take my job, are you? Corduroy.
Corduroy.
More corduroy than a 70s disco.
That's it, Phil.
There we go. Is that what it means?
That's what we're after.
Mm. And the runs you got going is the Fox and Burnt Up.
Got the Fox. Where's the Triple M chairlift? Come on, guys. Get your act together.
Oh, Burn Hutt's one of my favourites.
Burn Hutt's your favourite up there, Bill, is it?
Up there with the Fox.
Burke Street, of course, the main one.
A bit busy, Burke Street.
Righto.
Yeah, well, not at the moment. If you like Burke Street, it's bloody empty. And we're going to replace that chairlift over summer. That's a big new investment for us. So you'll have even more people on it next year.
Jim, adult lift pass to ski and board for $90.
No, it's bloody good.
That's good.
Yeah, $90. And if you get the, you know, the best deal, the season membership, $7.99 gets you free skiing for the whole of next year. But if you buy it now, you get skiing this year as well till the end of the season.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
My kid went to Geelong Grammar. And he went Timber up Top. There every Timber Top, went up there every, I think Thursday was their day.
That's it.
And they tell me that in the jackets, and they tell me that they were horrendous as far as all other skiers on the mountain were concerned, because they had no idea and just took over.
You just steer clear of Timber Top. You see them coming a mile away in their big red jackets.
Yes.
Thought they were Christmas, Bill.
Yes.
Had no idea and just ran amok. Is that right, Dave?
Yep. That's it. And they're all exhausted from chopping wood all night. It's like a like a detention centre up there.
Writing letters.
That's it.
Now you can call Buller 1-800-BULLER, Jim.
That's it.
We should go up there and do a show from there
one
day.
Why won't we do that, Bill?
I reckon you should. Yeah, week after the grand final.
No, we've sort of off finished. By then. we'll keep that in mind for next year, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for that. Appreciate it, mate.
No worries. And if you're up this weekend, you catch the Selwood brothers judging our pond skim event.
Oh.
So there are some footy people around.
Who? Joel and Scott?
Yeah. They'll be judging
the pond. They have no idea about the snow. They're from Bendigo.
No, that's why we get them to judge the pond skim. People that go in it have no idea.
Oh,
well done, Dave.
Joel.
Thanks for that.
See ya,
mate.
Oh, nice, Bill. There
That's
you
good.
Go.
So, 17 lifts turning tomorrow, Jim.
Yeah. Did we get to the bottom of whether there was anything in Melbourne? People going up there?
No, not really. Just had a good chat about Buller.
About Buller and Burnt Hut.
Nick Riewoldt, not too far away. Get his tips for Friday and Saturday's games.
Man, by the way, who played in 5 prelim finals, so got you covered, Fat.
Well, I played in
4,
at least
4.
And
he
1-4.
In 5.
And 1-4. How many did he win?
2?
3.
3?
Three.
Right. We'll get to the great man shortly. But this September, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Show your support for your club, Bill. Chemist Warehouse, our great friends.
Yes.
You can buy AFL team fragrance, $19.99 each at Chemist Warehouse. Mario and the boys, they're superstars.
Yes.
And girls. Chemist Warehouse, beat everyone's prices. Australia's cheapest chemist, one just up the road here, Clarendon Street. The home of real brands and real savings, Bill. And not only great supporters of ours, but also Triple M.
Yeah, exactly. And just not the AFL fragrance, all perfumes.
Oh, no, exactly right.
I told you about Courts here that went down there. Mm-hmm. And I said it was 50. It was $80 cheaper than one she was looking
home
at
home of
elsewhere.
Real brands and real savings, Bill.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Jim. Some good stuff there. Rui, he'd like his aftershave. Yeah, I reckon he'd be one of
Dunhill,
those knobs.
Oh,
the wear it, put it on, and think they're going all right.
I think you'd constitute a knob just because you wear aftershave.
Oh, I think so.
Most people do.
Not many do.
You could probably do with ripping into some at some stage.
I got the old spice.
I see there's an online story here about my nephew saying his family will be torn this weekend as the Demons meet younger brother Hamish's West Coast Eagles.
How?
That's bullshlarking.
I reckon, Jim.
Because he's the only one playing in the game, 99.9% of family members couldn't give a stuff about the West Coast
Eagles. They'll be going for the Demons.
Of course they will.
Hamish won't be playing, of course.
I think that knock on the head must have rattled his brain a touch, if he's coming up with that.
Are you going over?
I'm working, but the family are all there. Jeez, I've been hit up with tickets too. When are these half-wits going to realise this has got nothing to do with me?
Well, you'd be able to help out. You've
all
got plenty of money.
All inquiries to Mark Brayshaw, his half-wit father, who can part with the cash.
You've got plenty
and get
of
all the family members in.
You get some through your media commitments?
No.
Look after people.
No, I'm not doing that,
do.
I've done that all my life. You being example A.
Exhibit.
Yeah, exactly.
Exhibit
all right. Get stuck into Chemist Warehouse, by the way, this September. Fantastic. Nick Riewoldt going to join us next.
Man who knows all about finals football, Nick Riewoldt in the studio.
Oh, 5-time prelim finalist. We were discussing that just a moment ago, which eclipses Bill's 4. How many winning of those, Rui, please?
Actually, 2. You gave me one in the bank there. Two.
Oh, because of the 3 grand finals.
So you won 2, then, and I won 4.
Yeah. Did you rolled in 04 when G-Train kicked his 100th.
Yes.
And the crowd just rolled onto the field and arrested all their momentum. Stephen Baker's old man was on the field, actually. He ran onto the field and gave his son a hug.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
In the middle of a prelim final.
Is that when, what was the one in Adelaide? Someone kicked 100.
That was it.
It was in Adelaide.
That one, Bill,
Yes. We're going. But prelims are the best days, aren't they? Because Well, unless you're Collingwood or Richmond supporters, most of the supporters can get in for a prelim game.
That's why they're great, yeah, because there's not the big allocation of corporate tickets sponsors tickets. So it is a true fans game, the prelim finals, and one of the all-time greats Friday night, I think he's coming our way.
Yeah, well, what do you think's going to happen there? We're going to have 95,000 plus. It all depends on the MCC members as to whether we get close to 100. But the two biggest clubs in Melbourne, what do you reckon?
Well, I thought the Pies were going to get rolled last week. I just thought coming back from Perth, the week's break and then the travel was going to be too much for them, and they proved me wrong. But this week, it's just getting harder and harder for them. 6-day break this week. Pies are going to be really fresh. 16-day break. So the AFL have done that one well. So I think they're going to be too
Richmond
good.
Richmond.
Richmond.
Dusty, are you buying into any of the injury?
What's going on there?
What's he? What apparently
knee
issue,
leg.
So you heard Cork earlier in the week, and then maybe a bit of a bleed down into the knee. So I'm not buying into it. No.
But you had a bad injury. Oh, grand final, wasn't it? What did you do when against the Cats? What did you do? A groin.
Yeah, I did a groin.
When?
On the Thursday.
So you're flying up and about, going beautifully.
Yeah, probably got a bit excited at training, to be honest, because there were so many supporters there and. You know, just running the lap and, you know, it was like running the 400 at the Olympics.
And then what, just...
Just a strain in the hip flexor. And, it caused me a few issues, but, you know, there would have been half of the blokes going out there on grand final day that had issues, but we jabbed it up, anaesthetic, and it was right to go in the end. But
nothing
wasn't an ideal preparation finals are stressful enough without having to worry about
tickets.
Your body. But Dusty sounds like the sort of bloke. He just seems like the sort of fella that, pretty cool customer, that wouldn't bother him.
Two great pressure teams, probably the two teams in the top eight that pour on the most pressure. So it's going to be a fascinating game.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a highly skilled game. Saturday night was a shocker GWS, arguably the best skilled team in the competition. They just couldn't put up with Collingwood's pressure. So Richmond go to another level as well. We know that. And they don't really play a style that's a flashy, you know, pinpoint kicking type style. So they play a style that's perfect for finals footy. But, yeah, no, it's going to be high pressure. It's all about taking your opportunities, finals. You know, we know that all too well, unfortunately, Bill, especially in the biggest game of all. But, I think Richmond, just based on their style, Collingwood are pretty similar, but they're about 12 months behind in the way they execute. And a lot of injuries, the Pies. They've done a brilliant job to get where they have.
Any changes? Let's look at Collingwood first. Darcy Moore training well.
Don't roll the dice.
Ben Reid was named as an emergency last week. Would you throw him up forward or down back?
No
change again.
No. Their bodies are unreliable, Bill.
Yes.
So Darcy Moore, his last two starts, he didn't get through a warm up and was withdrawn, and then didn't get through the first quarter. So you can't afford going into a prelim, particularly because they're settled and they're playing good footy. You can't afford, I don't think, to roll the dice with a player that could go down in the first quarter.
What about Richmond then? Brandon Ellis, of course, didn't play that first final, and he's been a mainstay really all year.
He has. He's been in and out a couple of times. I think the incumbents performed so well that they deserve the right to go again.
So no change again?
No change.
Ooh, no change,
when
Jim.
Nick went with the word incumbent, were you aware of what he was talking about?
Yes, I was. The ones that are there, sitting
right
at the minute.
That's right, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, done.
What about that?
Also, if you lose your house, Jim, it's all incumbent. I know what that means.
Thank you, Bill. Tell us about the pressure when you were flying the Saints and therefore were absolutely expected to play in a grand final. Going into a prelim when you're in that position must carry an extra layer of pressure.
Yeah, it does. And we were flying in 09. And 2010, we actually finished third. So it was a different scenario. But different to Richmond in that Richmond have been alone really at the top in their performance this year. They've been the clear number one. But in 2009, it was us in a prelim and Geelong in a prelim, and we were both expected to go through. So,
who'd you play in that prelim?
We played the Bulldogs, and actually it went down to the wire,
the
2009 prelim. So they, I think they were up by maybe two or three goals at half time. And maybe Gia had a shot late in the game to put them two goals up.
I remember
and
that.
Left foot, one that he probably kicked most of the time and missed, and then we managed to get across the line by kick, and that was a great feeling. That was the first prelim we'd won as a group, and to know that we were going through to play in a grand final was a pretty special feeling.
Who did Geelong beat? I can't remember who we did yesterday.
2009, I reckon that was. It might have been Collingwood. Actually.
Yeah, and that was a really good game too.
That was a good one. Actually, no, I reckon they belted them.
Right.
I reckon they belted them.
Well, we're going to find out your thoughts on the other game too over in the West. Melbourne travelling to take on the West Coast Eagles. More with Nick Riewoldt after this.
Nick Riewoldt in the studio now, though.
All right, so Richmond winning Friday night. Not by much, though, from what you said.
No, close.
Close, but close Richmond game. Winning.
Yeah. You speak to Jack, by the way?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, we had dinner on, when did we have dinner? Sunday night.
And do we talk about the prelim coming up or don't talk footy?
Yeah, no, a little bit. Yeah, because I'd done the game on Saturday night. So you just asked me what did I think, who did I think played well, what would I do if I was dimmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Mm. Said I'd tag side bottom.
Yes.
And put Grimes on DeGoey, control their talent.
Mm. They had a lot of space for DeGoey. Well, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and their delivery was beautiful. He's an explosive player. I didn't realise. You don't pick it up on the TV because you can't see the work he does before he gets to the footy. You only see the finished product. He takes an uncontested mark and his opponent's about 5 metres behind him, but he's... Speed off the mark was pretty special.
Well, I can see what we've had handed here is himself, Dermot Brereton, on Fox Footy.
Yes.
Decided to wear one of the more staggering overcoats of all time that sent Twitter into meltdown.
Yeah. That's it.
But we're of the opinion, Bill, that our man...
Someone tried to up him.
...wasn't that far away from him, Rui. What can you tell us about the look you were rolling with Saturday night?
Well, I would have done anything to be warm on Saturday night. I got home at about midnight. I had to stand in a hot shower for about 20 minutes. Kath came in at one stage and said, what are you doing here? Right? I don't know what you thought I was doing.
I know what you thought you were doing.
In there, Phil. And Gary and I were both wearing scarves. Yep. And, gee, we got some good feedback from the Collingwood supporters.
Yeah,
real, yep. like,
Direct
real...
Direct style.
Oh, yeah, not even humorous style.
No.
Just real venom in the feedback that we were receiving.
It was funny because pre-match we, at 7, were at the other end, and I was doing enough complaining to the producer. I said, what are we doing here? This is ridiculous. He put up on the screen, we're on air yet, put up on the screen you blokes who were getting rained on.
Yeah.
He said, it could be worse.
Yeah.
He could be working for Fox. I went, oh, Gaz won't be happy with that.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were doing
no
it. I
good
could
in,
see him.
I was no good in the wet.
He would have been grizzling and whining.
It's a nice jacket.
It's all right.
At least he wasn't wearing tracksuit pants.
Oh, yeah, like
Simon Goodwin. Despicable thing I've ever
seen. Saturday night at the
coach.
Game.
Watching the game Saturday night wearing tracky pants.
Well, he's dressed for comfort.
What
clearly.
Is that about? Hey, Sam McClure, before we get on to Melbourne's game, incorrect disposal, deliberate out of bounds, protected 50-metre penalty, contact below the knees and contact in ruck contests are all going to go through the committee and be changed for 19. Do you like the sound of that?
Yeah, I like the sound of it. Some of them need addressing. I mean, the nominating for a ruck rule, so was that contact in the ruck?
Let's hope that goes,
like, seriously,
too.
They bring in a rule to... stop ruckman getting jumped into.
Yep.
So we're going to bring in a rule to stop a third man up going in a marking contest to stop him jumping into the key forwards, Bill. Fair dinkum.
Right.
Well, so well done.
Below the knees has to go.
Yeah, no.
That is a complete debacle.
Well, the reason it was brought in, I think the intent was really good, but it's just the way it's been interpreted has been horrendous.
Yeah, if you slide in with your legs first,
that's right.
A whole different action.
If you're standing over the footy and someone wants to slide into you, well, then that's different to actually getting there first on the ground.
I totally agree. All right, let's have a look at the game in Perth. Melbourne obviously taking on the West Coast Eagles. Rui?
I love the D's. I love what they're doing. They feel like they've got that intangible... Bulldogs, Richmond of last year type feeling about them. And they go across with great belief, having been over there recently. And I just think their style, that the West Coast, they're big outs that they've got. We know Nat Nui, what he does, and Gaff, but Brad Shepherd is another one who's just so valuable to their structure and the way they want to play off half back. So they're 11-0 this year, the Eagles, when Darling and Kennedy both play.
Yep.
but I think this might be the one. Ooh. I think it's about to become 11-1.
They played, my young bloke pulled me up because I said yesterday, Bill, that they hadn't lost when those two played and they didn't play last time. And my 13-year-old George said, darling, actually did play.
He did start.
But he got dinged early.
Dinged in the first quarter.
And Viney didn't play.
Neither did Chewy, yeah. I think. But that's big because winning a final on the road is the toughest thing of all to do.
Yeah, it's hard, but I just think their recent history of having gone over there, they would have gone, because that was a game where there was a lot of pressure on them and they needed to win to secure a finals berth, and they did that. So I think they would have gone over hoping they could win, but now they go over knowing that they can do it. Mm. So that means a lot, particularly to a young group.
Any changes again? Or are we going again with no change?
Well, I think the D's will be settled and West Coast with the force change with Shepherd. So Schofield's played a lot of footy this year in the back line, so he would seem the obvious one to come in.
Mm. What do you do with McGovern? If you're
Melbourne?
Simon Goodwin.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen it done a couple of ways this year. Port Adelaide just put a young bloke on him, Aidan Johnson, who really almost just tagged him and didn't really seem that interested in getting the footy, and it worked up until McGovern went forward and kicked the match winner after the siren. So I'd back your system in Melbourne, but their issue last week was delivering it into the forward line, and that's where McGovern really earns his money. He's great at reading the play. You've got to just put a smart footballer on him. I think someone like Tom McDonald, who you know, can win the footy in a contested situation really well. He's played as a defender, so he's still got
some of those. Oh, no, you don't take him away.
No. You can go after McGovern. You can go after him. So someone that's an intelligent, you can't put a dummy on him. So someone that's smart, that's going to get to the right spots and play through him. Like teams have done with Rance, where you play through Rance, take away his great strength where he wants to help. Oh, that's the way I'd be going.
Mm. Midfield,
who would you go with? Like a Melksham or someone?
Jakey Melksham, yeah, he's a smart footballer.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yep.
Someone like, I don't know if Tom McDonald's been so good being the key going through him all the time, and his marking is unbelievable. His kicking is great.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Play through him. Because McGovern wants to zone off and he wants to read it. Yeah.
As much as anything else, isn't that the responsibility of the ball carrier forward of centre?
More so. Yeah,
and they've definitely got to be smart.
So that would be an instruction coming into the game from Simon Goodwin. He would say, look, you know, Johnny's going to play this role, and we've got to honour him when he's on. If we just want to blast a footy down the line, well, it's going to be very, very difficult because you've got to find the balance of at the right time playing on them, taking away their intercept marking, and still holding them accountable and getting used. But it's on the kicker to do that.
Yeah, it's easy to say, Jim. It's bloody hard. When you're under the pump, you look up and you just go bang, and then because he's so clever, he just reads it really well. You know, he's quicker than I thought. Oliver. He's actually quite quick, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's been
bigger than I thought.
Yeah, big boy. Yeah. Big boy.
We're so lucky as fans that we're going to have 10 years of watching this bloke run around, and I think someone likened him to the next Joel Selwood of the next decade. And yeah, he's a great young talent.
With no gaff, Melbourne's midfield has to start favourite in that game.
You would think so. Yeah, particularly with Maxi. Yep. No Nat Nui. No gaff. That's Melbourne's one wood, their midfield. They bat really deep. Viney gives them something else in there too. He provides that bit of edge, bit of inside footy. So, yeah, they've done a great job, the D's. A lot of criticism throughout, even this year, as recently as the last win that they had over there, where they, tell you what, if they win this one, I don't reckon we'll be accusing them of celebrating too much.
I was over there for the game against Collingwood, West Coast. And why do we need these lessons to be reaffirmed for us, Rui? But it just showed you what big forwards can do. Kennedy had done nothing for the whole game. His touch was slightly off. He'd run under a couple. But then when the game was on the line, he just went bang and won it.
He had as bad a first half as you could ever have. And for a key forward, when you're in that situation and you know you're measured by marks and goals, particularly a player like him, to sit in the rooms at halftime, gee, that's a bad, is a bad feeling. You know you've stunk it up.
Yep.
You know you're going to come out and you've got a bloke on your back who's going to try everything he can to keep the footy away from
confident.
You. So, so to come back out and that second, they don't win that game
without
Kennedy in the second half. So him and Darling, the last quarter in particular, they were brilliant.
The set shot he kicked was just magnificent.
Yeah, beauty.
Unlike Cameron, Saturday night.
Oh, Jezza.
Just had to go back and kick that. But did you give your team a sniff, Bill? I'm not sure they would have won anyway, but you can't miss that.
Himmelberg a couple of minutes earlier as well.
Yeah, not miss that.
Cameron was disappointed.
Yeah, Cameron. They were disappointing, the Giants. Ooh. They were really disappointing. Their first quarter was as bad a first quarter from a highly credentialed team in a final that I've seen in a long time.
Since Geelong's.
No doubt. Hey, Rui, great seeing you. Look forward to hearing you across the weekend.
Look forward to it.
See you, Rui.
Oh, what about that for a show, Bill?
Great show.
Oh, we've actually hung on to Rui. You can listen to your joke.
Oh, you're lucky, Rui. I might have two for you, a little one and a little one.
Oh, no. Well, we've got tomorrow's giveaway, two tickets.
Yep.
These are gone, Bill.
Oh, no.
They're ether.
Not to Richmond Collingwood.
You cannot get tickets to that game. It's done.
And we've got two.
We've got two to give away tomorrow.
Wow, with a quiz. Jim, I'm not sure about your quizzes.
Bill,
they're out.
No, what I did last week was just highlight your inability to speak. And you didn't like it. You filthy up.
Do that.
You didn't filthy up as bad as Chompers.
Was bullying
after the Sunday footy show.
You did crack the sads. Don't mention that.
Nath Brown in here tomorrow with Damien Barrett for the midweek rub. So we got
baby teeth.
Yeah, Junior Fang.
He comes in, Nath.
He is the smallest tooth in Australia.
Well, Daniel G in Syracuse, obviously.
He's got baby teeth.
Yeah. All right, hit it, Rabs.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Come on, the greatest ever saint has stuck around, so make him laugh.
My mate is the biggest Beatles fan in the world, Rui, okay? Yeah. I think he's got every single they made except one. I think he needs help.
Help, I need somebody.
Oh, no. Quickly go with your second one.
There are three types of people in this world, Roo Boy. Those who can count and those who can't.
Oh, no.
Look at a giggle from the alpaca.
That's your best one.
What is that?
That's not bad, Roo. See, at least Roo gives me something.
Woo! What a disappointing finish.
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.